Yes, sir. Yes. That's it.
So really, we can't pretend that these people that's suffering bad life are not responsible for their condition. No matter what influenced you, you have the ability to make moral choices.
Right.
You have the ability to make intelligent choices.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you don't use your own good tools and powers that you're born with, just like every other human being, male and female, you don't use those, and you let your own life just go to waste or become disgraceful, disgraceful, you are to blame.
Right.
No matter how much of that blame is on the culture of entertainment or whatever. It was your choice. You chose it. Nobody locked you up and forced you to be addicted to the things that take you down. You accepted it. You accepted that. You chose that. So you're responsible. Many people don't think of the devil anymore. I remember a time when people thought of the devil. You had to go to church or somewhere to hear about the devil. I guess life has become so devilish. No one thinks about a devil existing somewhere, hidden away somewhere, you know? Yeah. Hell is so present and so clear. I guess it says, oh, the devil is just so common now, no need to mention his name. When we were young, we used to hear the devil, you know. In fact, we hear the older people, they'd be saying, you know, you got to get the devil out of you, boy. You don't hear that anymore. Few things, if we just accept them, can give us new lease on life.
Right. Yes, sir.
Can turn us on to want to have a better life. Just a few things. You know, you get punished for the things you know and for the things you don't know.
That's right.
Yes, you do.
Yes, sir.
You know, I used to have people tell me, you know, be giving me a problem, and they keep saying, well, I didn't mean it. And after a while, I get tired of that. You just keep causing me problems and just keep saying, every time I check you, you say, I didn't mean it. Look, you run into my car out there with your car on the street. And you get out your car and tell me, I didn't mean it. Oh, I didn't mean it. It was an accident. Where's your insurance for having an accident? You're supposed to have some insurance to take care of my car when you have accidents. That's life. Some people are prone to accidents.
Right.
They just have a habit of causing somebody else problems and saying, I didn't mean it. Can't live that way. No. You're going to run into the wrong person. You have to pay up. And sometimes price is so serious, you never have a chance to say, I don't mean it again. The worst time had been prophesied long ago that these times are coming when populations would be so thick, life would be so crowded, the environment where we live would be so crowded with people that you just won't be able to find a place away from trouble. People be living in conditions, and they be living in such great numbers that they'll be multiplying themselves and also multiplying the environment, what they use, what they consume, and the waste. All would be piling up. See, these times we're seeing hundreds and thousands, actually better than 2,000 or 3,000 years ago.
Yes, that's right.
There were thinkers looking at how life existed and how it was growing, and they knew that if it continued, and it would, because that's the nature of life, to reproduce and keep growing, and to use the environment to feed its life, so it will keep its life and provide for its life the things that make its life livable and comfortable. So they knew that in time, this process was going to cause big problems. The people will be living so close together, you won't be able to avoid trouble. Trouble will be pushed in on you. Look how many moved to the suburbs a few decades ago. And look how there's some of them that moved to the suburbs to escape the ghettos, the growing of the ghettos. See, but ghettos grow too. So some moved to the suburbs to escape the growth or the growing of the ghettos. And the suburbs became little ghettos. And they began to have rising crime rates, etc. So they reinvested in the inner city and invested very heavily and built very costly structures so that the ghetto baby kids won't be able to afford it.
That's right.
But they found a way to escape, didn't they? Yeah, they found a way to escape. And believe me, if you look at all these factors that are working, you will see that money is the most significant of all the factors that are operating to reward some and punish the many. Yes? Money. So you're being not discriminated against by law anymore. You're being priced out. Yes. And when you look at the trouble that we see in the ghetto or in the inner cities where poor people are in great numbers, when you look at the conditions and the risk to life, the risk to moral life and all other quality forms of life. When you look at the great risk, you can't blame those people for not wanting to be in situations like that. can't blame them for not wanting that light to crowd them out and prevent them from having the life of their choice. So if they use their wealth or whatever they use to protect the life of their choice and keep the life of their choice, you can't really condemn them for that. And the time is out for poor people, or mass, poor masses to cry out to the president, White House, and federal government, say, look, this is unfair. Satan has deprived you of any legitimate argument.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he has. He has fed your weaknesses and have proven that the majority of the masses are the poor people. The majority of them are not responsible for themselves, and they don't care. They absolutely just don't care. So how can, you know, when we were struggling up from slavery to get our share of this America, the dream, or whatever you want to call it, we had arguments. We had arguments that the majority of the intelligent people listened to. We said we were entitled to these things as human beings.
Right.
We entitled to education.
Right.
We entitled to have a good moral life. We entitled to have the freedom to raise our children and have income. Have responsibility for our families and not be owned by a plantation slaveholder. That will honor us about and even run our private lives, separate even husband from wife, separate children from parents, sell your child to a slave master 500 or 1,000 miles away. So we had a legitimate complaint, and we had an argument that would eventually reach the ears of moral-minded and intelligent people, and we would get enough support to change America. And that's what happened. But now tell me, where is the argument for the conditions in the ghetto now?
Yes, sir.
What argument you have? You don't show appreciation for education. The strongest motive in the slaves for them to be free, they wanted to be educated, they wanted to read, they wanted to learn things, they wanted to prepare themselves to make it with dignity in the world. But where is the argument now? In the many who care nothing about things of value, but care more about a cell phone being upside their ear all the time, walking, riding, sitting, and sleeping. Go to bed with it on. Go to bed with a cell phone. Not a pillow, cell phone. Resting the ear on a cell phone. And the music got to be up so loud. Now you know, old folks ain't that deaf. Retired old people ain't that deaf.
Yes, sir.
If I had a gun, I'd have got a shot the person that turned the radio on while I was in the car trying to read. I'm trying to read something, and all of a sudden, blast! Blast! Turned on. The volume was up high to go, so when they turned the radio on, it just blast! Riding down the street, and radio up so high, and bass is so strong, they vibrate your car. Now, I didn't ask for no vibration. It should be a law against it. How come you're disturbing me? I don't want to be vibrated.
Go ahead. Right.
So we are making an appeal to those who still have some moral life in them, to those who still have respect for what is intelligent, for what makes good sense. We are appealing to you to get help from the good teachings and good preachings that is still available.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Jones, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.